As believers, when we think about the honorable month of Rabi'ul Awwal, then of course the first thing that comes to our mind is the blessed birth of Rahmatul Alameen, Shafi'ul Mudnibin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I think that's the greatest event that took place in that noble month, in Rabi'ul Awwal. But Alhamdulillah, when we study Islam and the research of the scholars, we find that there are many other significant events that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So right at the top, there is the blessed birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which took place on Monday, 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, corresponding with 20th April, 571 CE. What also took place? The marriage of Sayyida Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the honorable daughter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This also took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Who did she marry? Dhunnurain Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. This took place in the third year after Hijrah. As well as this, there was the sorrowful passing away of the prince of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the honorable son of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala an. He passed away on the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the 10th year after Hijrah. And he was buried in Jannatul Baqiyah. Also, the great migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahum Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zima. This took place on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal, 622. We know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and they stopped at the Cave of Thawr. There they stayed for 3 days, from Friday to Sunday. On Monday night, 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, they continued their journey towards Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And then they reached Quba on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal and stayed at the house of Sayyiduna Kulthum bin Al-Hidm radiyallahu ta'ala an for a few days. And his family, Sayyiduna Kulthum bin Al-Hidm, when they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they proclaimed Allahu Akbar out of joy, out of happiness, subhanallah. On 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid the foundations for Masjid Quba. And this masjid in the Quran has been described as a masjid whose foundations are constructed upon taqwa. And the area where it was constructed belonged to Sayyiduna Kulthum bin Al-Hidm radiyallahu ta'ala an as well. So these were just a few events, significant events in Islamic history that took place in Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.